Narendra Sarovar. Narendra Sarovar. Actually, it's nice to go to the place we're going to last before this place. The Atharanala Bridge. But in any case, the approach, the road from Bhubaneswar, coming from north, as the devotees would come each year, they would come down the side of the Bhagir Nadi River and across the Atharanala Bridge, come down this winding road along Narendra Sarovar. And it's at this location that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly receive the devotees from Bengal. Personally. The description is found when Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to get an idea of who all these Vaishnavas were. So something like, for those of you who were with us in Mayapur, the Samadhi of Chankazi, if you can recall that, that whole area was the palace of the Chankazi, and behind it was the previous Balal Sen and Lakshman Sen palace. So we don't see those palaces anymore. The palace of Chankazi is long gone. Now it's a big marketplace. And similarly here, the palace of Maharaj Prataparudra, the palace that was his very wonderful residence while in Puri, they went up on top, like a high place, King Prataparudra and Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the residents of Puri, and they were watching this procession of the devotees having kirtan. And as they were approaching, Prataparudra Maharaj was remarking, "I've seen many pilgrims come to Puri before, but I've never seen anything like this. They're chanting and dancing is with such ecstasy." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "This is not just Sankirtan, it's Prem Sankirtan." And then from this elevated place on the palace, veranda or whatever, they could see Surup Damodar and Govinda coming one by one to greet the devotees along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, each receiving garland and sandalwood paste. And Gopinath Acharya, because he had previously lived in Navadvip, he knew who everybody was. There is Advaita Acharya. Oh, and there is Srivas Pandit. There is Gadadhar Pandit, because with the first group, he had come. There is Haridas Thakur. There is Vakreshwara Pandit. There is Shuklambar Brahmachari. And one by one he named all the great Vaishnavas, radiating their transcendental effulgent personality. And Mahaprabhu, the sweetness of this exchange is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's the master and Lord of the life of all these devotees, he personally came to receive them one by one, and practically the same that you do with a deity. When you are worshiping a deity, what do? You offer a garland, clay sandalwood paste, offer sweet words and prayer. The lila that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this intense mood of separation from Lord Jagannath, we saw the slab of stone on which he was lying in the heat of separation. Imagine what absorption he had in Lord Jagannath and his own strong feelings of separation. So what happens to any one of us when we have some kind of very strong emotional feeling about something? We stay stuck in that, whatever that strong feeling is. But Mahaprabhu, simply receiving a messenger from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Vaishnavas from Bengal are coming. He gave up his own feeling for the sweet exchange of receiving his own devotees. He left Alalanath and came here to the banks of Narendra Sarovar to personally receive and honor and have this very sweet exchange. This is very instructive. Whenever we're feeling something, how to follow the path of Mahaprabhu and take the opportunity of serving the Vaishnavas as something higher than whatever that other something is. This is the attachment that Mahaprabhu has for his devotees. His own wishes, his own sense of what's important to him, gets way down in a lower position, and the higher position is the service to his devotees. This is the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is the way of transcendental life, and that way of transcendental loving exchange. So after a long journey, devotees would take their resplendent bath in Narendra Sarovar, after which they would make their journey to see Lord Jagannath, now being fresh, refreshed, and greeted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. Just to reflect on it, it's awesome. It's the intensity of feeling that Mahaprabhu must have been feeling in separation from Lord Jagannath. How intense must have been the feeling of receiving his devotees, even more intense than that feeling? And how joyful must have been the experience for those devotees after their long separation, to again see the most important object of their life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to be so graciously, affectionately, and warmly received by them. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply a series of exchanges of loving relations with his devotees. And through those loving relationships, to bring them to the highest position, a love for Krishna, and this separation mood strengthens that loving attraction for Krishna. This is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he shared that with his devotees right here. The bond of loving exchange, because he's non-different than Krishna, they were as satisfied as seeing Lord Jagannath himself. In fact, in some occasions, when Mahaprabhu was still in Gambira, the devotees would take their bath in Narendra Sarovar and go right to Gambira. And Mahaprabhu would ask, "Have you seen Lord Jagannath?" And their reply was, "No, we We came right to see you. Ramananda Roy once described like that. It's just a wonderful poetic metaphor. I forget the... Once my heart brought me here, the chariot wheels are my legs, and the chariot driver is my heart. And he brought me here. What can I do? Mahaprabhu said, all right, take your bath, now go see Lord Jagannath. The devotees were so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Gadadhar Pandit, his vow to serve Gopinath was second to his being with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu left, he abandoned his worship of the deity, with the understanding that seeing the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is equal to serving Gopinath 1,000 times. Just seeing his lotus feet. So attached. And why? Because of the sweet loving exchanges and the attachment that the Lord has for them. In the pastime with Gadadhar Pandit, when Gadadhar Pandit was being shunned by Mahaprabhu because every day he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from one who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not hear from. So Mahaprabhu just ignored him. So painful. So painful for Gadadhar Pandit. Then later Mahaprabhu said, Gadadhar, why didn't you say anything? How could I say anything? You're my master. Whatever is your pleasure. That's my life and soul. If you want to neglect me, just like Mahaprabhu said in his Shikshastakam, you can embrace me, you can make me brokenhearted by not being present before me, you can trample me under your feet, you can do with me whatever you like. Just please engage me in your loving service. This is the mood of these very, very elevated Vaishnavas. And why? Because of the intimacy of loving exchange from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And no one can replicate. No one else is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead as best we can through a transparent way in disciplic succession, but he is the Supreme Loving Master. All of our services are to bring our attention and the attention of others to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we've come to Narendra Sarovar for that purpose. How wonderful are those Vaishnavas, how fortunate are those Vaishnavas who had that intimate exchange. And when King Prataparudra saw what affection they had for Mahaprabhu and what affection he had for them, all the more, it just served as impetus, as it should for us. I want to have that opportunity myself, please. This eagerness for Mahaprabhu's, for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, make this arrangement so I can see his lotus feet. Visiting Jagannath Puri should stir that. Inspire that desire. Whatever that may have been before we came, it should now, that little spark should be a flame, or the flame should be ablaze, and these messages are just simply like fan the flame. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol.